Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Story here from Fox News. A passenger who was sitting next to a man of stature, his words, not mine. By man of stature, that means plus-sized.
Husky.
Yeah. During a long flight, took to social media to ask users what they would have done if they were uncomfortable. The user wrote, "I understand how uncomfortable he must have felt, but I also have relatively broad shoulders and was confined to half of my seat with one armrest for the entirety of a five-hour flight. I would never want to embarrass him or make a scene, but for future reference, is there anything that could have been done?" In the Reddit forum, United Airlines, users shared their own experiences and suggestions. One user said, "This happened to me recently. The armrest could go down, but he was otherwise spilling into my seat." Another chimed in, "Happened to me last year, and I regretted it the entire five-hour flight. As soon as they plop down, I would immediately..."
Wow!
Yeah, I know. I'm just reading the words. "I would immediately get out and talk to a flight attendant about moving." Another user said, "Blame should not be placed on others, but that the issue is due to the size of the seats. Write an email to the airline," they said. "The problem is neither one of you. It's the airline's absolutely taking us for everything and giving us nothing." Okay. We've all been there. We've all been seated next to somebody who's probably bigger than the seat.
I even got a really angry all caps email from someone very dear to me a couple weeks ago who said her grievance, and this was last Friday, and I don't think we got it on the air, was the leg toucher next to her on the airplane. Wasn't necessarily a larger than normal human being.
But they spread.
But the man spreader.
Mm-hmm.
You are not allowed to man spread on the plane.
Okay.
She's like, "Why are you touching my leg? That's disgusting. I don't know who you are. That's creeping me out."
My hips
and
are wider than the
triggered.
Seat. My shoulders are wider than the seat. The only place that I can put my knees is between the seats because my legs are longer than the leg space allows. Therefore, if they don't want to be touching my leg, they need to keep their legs together because I can't put my knees together without not sitting. It's uncomfortable every time. I have been stuck in situations where the person next to me was even larger than me, and we just got to know each other. By got to know each other, I mean shared sweat between our arms because point were they not touching for the entire flight.
Okay.
You just either get over it or buy a second ticket.
Well, who should
or
buy
you
the
sit,
second ticket?
Wait, Sam, or you sit in the more leg room, you know, emergency aisle.
Yeah, but those seats are already assigned to somebody else, and they're not giving those up.
I'm saying when you book.
Oh.
That would be a situation where I wouldn't have to man spread as much. But yes, I cannot sit down in the seat with my knees together. I physically cannot do it.
Seat size from the text line, they've gotten smaller as the average person size goes up.
That's true.
Both are true. The American of today is much heavier than the American of yesterday. And I'm not going to read the text that came in from 7909.
Never mind.
I read the start of the text.
Okay.
There's a reason that men spread their legs.
All right. Higginsville, Missouri. That's on you. It's not my problem. A pair of Romanian nationals have been arrested and charged after they allegedly involved their children in the theft of hundreds of dollars in merchandise from Walmart.
Okay.
This is out of Lafayette County. Circuit court records filed this week have revealed that the mom, age 46, and the dad, 19.
I'm sorry?
Wait a minute.
Mom is 46, dad is 19?
I did not catch that the first time I read this story. That Nargarita Durak, 46, and Carmen Zaharia, 19. That could go either way. But one of them is 46, one of them is 19. Anyway, both Romanian nationals living in Kansas City were charged in connection to a theft that they allegedly involved their children in. The Higginsville Police Department says on Monday, law enforcement officials were called to the Walmart with reports of a shoplifting in progress. The caller reported both the male and female loaded a shopping cart full as they pushed it out the door of the grocery store and got into a maroon minivan. Law enforcement officials got there, started pursuing the minivan. Minivan pulls over in a break time gas station spot. A short high-speed chase led them to this point. They pull the van over. The couple's 13-year-old child was behind the wheel.
Okay, so the 19-year-old cannot be a biological parent. That would have to be a step-parent. Because otherwise they would have been six when the child was born.
That is an accurate observation.
I believe that's biologically impossible.
Good quick math.
Thank you.
Investigators noted that three other children of Durack and Zaharia.
So they would have to be very young.
Ages one.
Two and three.
Two and nine.
No!
Were also inside the vehicle. Yeah, we need to peel back this onion. Because I'm starting to think the Walmart theft is neither here nor there. Meanwhile, the $665 in stolen merchandise lay in plain view on the floor of the van.
$665?
Couple TVs.
Yeah.
Both remain behind bars.
Where are the kids?
I thought the same thing, Sam, when I read this. Because four of the children. The 13-year-old, you'd send the 13 to juvie? If mom and dad are saying, or quasi-mom dad are saying, you're driving the getaway car?
Well, dad's barely old enough to go to regular jail. I think that's a typo.
I'm starting to wonder.
It has to be.
There's no way he has a 9-year-old kid.
Okay.
I mean, there's just no way.
Or there's a lot of other crimes going on here.
What was the youngest you were when you took your parents' car without permission?
I never did. I feared my father.
Well, then when did you bottom out the transmission?
Hey, we're not supposed to talk about that, man.
Everyone that has picked this story up, by the way, everyone who's picked this story up, they're quoting them as age 46 and 19. I'm just saying.
Well, that's biologically not
MSN
right.
For not that MSN is some, you know, it's not the New York Times.
Well, but they're just picking up
but
a story
from the AP. They have picked this up, and they are also reporting ages 46 and 19.
Did nobody read the story and go, that
clearly
can't be,
they did not.
That there's no way that could happen?
I mean, that wouldn't be legal here for sure. I don't know how they do it.
In Romania?
Yeah.
They're Romanian?
Nationals.
Are we sure they're being honest about who the kids belong to?
Sam, I just read the news. I don't know. I don't understand their family tree as it is presented in front of me.
So when did you take your parents' car, Scott?
I didn't take it without their permission. I had their permission to drive the car.
In a responsible manner.
Correct.
You didn't have the permission to launch it off the crazy bump.
Crazy bump on Highway 5 in Leavenworth. No, I did not. Sam, thank you. I'm going to get grounded.
That statute of limitations is long expired.
Man, I hope so. And then when the transmission fell out of the car, a couple days later, I pretended like I didn't know why. It's because we went Dukes of Hazzard in Mom's Mercedes, all right? And we jumped the crazy bump.
You had a great time doing it.
Yeah, we did.
Woohoo!
913-586-7798, 913-586-7798, here on Dana and Parks.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.